The words we say matter deeply. They sculpt our understandings and shape the ways that we treat ourselves and that we treat others. Music deepens that connection. But first, I want to see how well you know some of our most common Christmas carols. Let's see if you can finish the phrase. Dashing through the snow. Sometimes people think it's... Okay. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Sometimes people think it's round John Virgin. Well, I'm not sure who John Virgin is, but I've been asked about him before. From A Winter Wonderland, maybe you remember this one. It starts like this: in the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. You can do the job when you're in town. Later on, sometime... And sometimes it sounds like we won't conspire, we'll perspire. You know this one. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. If you ever saw it, you would say it glows. Sometimes folks think it's not all of the other reindeers, just Olive, the other reindeer, very popular in our house with someone whose middle name is Olive. And lastly, there's a great hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful, that folks sometimes think is, O Come Froggy Faithful, joyful and triumphant. How easily we hear the wrong words, even in familiar carols. How easily we could just sing out round John Virgin without thinking of exactly what we were saying. We might not know what yon means to begin with. Our ears readjust for our minds to make sense. This morning we continue in a series of carols from the Gospel of Luke and our modern carols. With our ears more carefully attuned now, we listen to music and to lyrics, and we join in praise. We praise God in worship and prepare our hearts for Christ's coming through that worship, even learning from the words of the carols. It was the words of the prophet Isaiah who proclaimed in the 11th chapter, transformational words, completely different, a way of being than anyone knew. From a world in which fear and hatred have no place, anxiety and terror have been buried, a world in which true peace is palpable and visible, a world in which families don't have to worry about their young ones, and former enemies learn from one another. Isaiah paints an iconic vision of the lion laying down with the lamb and the child who leads them in the midst of that. John the Baptist sings the upside-down kingdom of the Messiah, the coming one, singing praises to a God who would conduct a symphony of hope and faith, of peace and love. The same God who sang through the angel to Mary and the one she would carry and redeem the world. Now, most properly, the Annunciation of Mary would have happened in March. Do your math real quick for a December delivery. But this morning, we hear again the incredible announcement of a Messiah who would change the world. the one that we're waiting for this Advent season, the one we pray will change our world from the broken and rough places to a peace-filled world we've heard the prophets proclaim. Hope-filled news announced to a lowly young woman, probably scared for herself, most certainly for the baby she is to carry. Hark, the angel calls out. Listen, pay attention. This is important. They shared this news with Mary and the shepherds. I'll read it for you so you can see. It says, Joseph, is he finally asleep? Yes, thankfully, says Mary. The voice from beyond says, okay, angels, let's do this announcement so the people can hear it in Jerusalem. The angels say, it didn't go well, boss. They tell those of us who would listen, even interrupting our regularly scheduled plans to do so. Hark is not just the greeting of an angel named Herald. Hark is the greeting that angels lift up to Mary and to others sharing in this good news. The carol the choir just sang for us and will sing just in a bit was written by John Wesley's brother Charles. Historians have suggested that John Wesley was the spokesperson for the movement and Charles was the soundtrack, the musician responsible for getting the word out. And indeed he did. He wrote over 6,000 hymns, some of which you know. Christ the Lord is risen today. Hark, the herald angels sing. Come, thou long-expected Jesus. And literally thousands more. He knew something that we understand today. The act of putting words to music increases our ability to remember and our opportunity for reflection. When we sing our theology, we allow God's word to not only be heard, but to have it linger in our ears and let it transform our lives. Even when we don't get all the words exactly right, they work on us and through us. Charles Wesley captures the life-transforming power of Christ, the one for whom we are waiting. In the last verse of the hymn, he calls us to praise Christ as the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Wesley reminds us of our own theology, explains to us how we would worship and praise. Christ as the Prince of Peace, not just as one who eliminates war, but who brings ultimate peace to our hearts, in which we would no longer imagine punishment for those who harm us. Think about that kind of peace just for a moment. Wesley also captures one of the titles that was given to Caesar at the time of Jesus' birth, the Son of Righteousness. Out of the tradition, the Roman myths tell us that Caesars were divinely born and they'd be addressed with reverence. Jesus redeems the title of Son of Righteousness, turning it on its head and putting the world in the right way. His life, Jesus, is not just for himself. It's sacrificial and transformational, bringing light and life, healing to all people. His life changes ours forever. Born to give us second birth, incredible news of hope and healing, of redemption. Most certainly worthy of our musical playlists, whether it is that you do your Christmas music by tapes or CDs, maybe the stack of old records that still live at my mother's house that only come out at Christmas times, or perhaps the Spotify or Pandora list on your computer. In this season, we find ourselves drawn to the music. Now, maybe it's because of tradition. Maybe it's because of the imaginative effect of angels among us. But I wonder if it isn't because we live in an incredible hope of the coming Messiah, and our music expresses that hope of our souls. Music calms us with lullabies and emboldens us to action. It speaks to us and sticks with us. Occasionally, we even find ourselves humming along when we don't know the lyrics. But I think mostly we've learned the lyrics, particularly those of our cultural Christmas songs, and we've learned something from them. We've learned from the song "I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas" that you can dream about snow falling from the sky even if you're Irving Berlin writing in sunny California. We've learned from the song "We Need a Little Christmas Right This Very Moment," even if we've been taught Christmas means more decorations and presents. I wonder if what we really need to learn this day, as we're awaiting the coming of Christ, the baby child and the life-changing Messiah, is that God is pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus, our Emmanuel. God's way is in the midst of our carols. After the angel came to give Mary the gospel, the good news, we heard her say, "Let it be with me according to your word." We get the idea she was steeped in the word of God. Now, she was probably not reading, probably not writing. Copies of written scriptures were rare and primarily kept in temples and other religious places. She probably was steeped in the word of God through music. It was probably her mother's songs as she went to the well that she remembered. Probably her father singing on the way to the temple that she recalled. Probably her neighbors working and praising God that became a part of her life. According to God's word is the song she learned from those around her. Let it also be with us. Let us hear and sing, praise and worship God with song. Let us choose music that uplifts, that praises God, and that teaches ourselves and others good theology. Let us sing praise so that those around us can't help but also be steeped in God's word. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, this is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.